ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
A year ago now, many of us were on the edge, wondering whether the nationwide marriage equality postal survey would result in a yes or a no. In a special series of interviews marking the anniversary of that survey, I've been catching up with some members of the local LGBTIQ community to find out what being queer in Canberra means to them. Dr. Tuck Meng Su arrived here as a Chinese Malay man in 1989 and refers to herself as a proud Canberran. She was also a proud gay man before recently coming out as a trans woman. Dr. Su starts things off by reflecting upon what led her to make that momentous decision.
I've always known that I was a female inside, you know, from the time that I was about 3 or 4, but I knew that wasn't something that I could actually do anything about. And in that way, I suppose my gay experience is probably a little bit different in the sense that even when I was actually looking for a gay partner, I was probably actually looking for something that mirrored the heterosexual experience.
So what made you decide finally to transition?
In fact, the funny thing is that it's because of a dream I had. In my teens and 20s, I often had dreams of being chased by ghosts. When I look back on that, it seemed that after I actually came out as a gay man and accepted my sexuality and started having some sexual experiences, that I sort of stopped having those dreams. Those dreams of ghosts were really about my repressed sexual desire, you know, trying to reclaim me, you know, and my trying to run away from it. What happened was that when we were in Singapore on holiday in November last year, I actually had a dream of being chased by a ghost again. And when I woke up, I thought about it and thought, okay, there's something that I'm repressing and that I need to actually open myself up to it and acknowledge it, you know, however painful it may be or whatever it might do to my life. And I came to the realization that I thought it's really my gender wanting to reclaim me.
And Dr. Su, how was your transition received at work, at your general practice?
When I decided to transition, I actually sent a letter out to all my patients at Interchange General Practice, informing them what I was doing. And I expressed my understanding that some of them may find this quite challenging, you know, and that if they felt they needed to see another doctor, that I would understand, you know, with their decision. And there's possibly only been one patient I know of that's actually gone to see another doctor.
Oh, wow. That must be surprising in a welcome sort of way.
You know that the group that's really, really surprised me have been my elderly Chinese patients. My parents are very conservative socially, and I imagine that most of my Chinese patients would share their attitudes. So it wouldn't have surprised me if a significant proportion of them went to see another Chinese doctor. But as far as I know, you know, they are all still seeing me. Quite a number of them have actually express their support for me. You know, I get comments from them like, oh, you look really beautiful, or, you know, you're a really elegant woman. And in fact, one of them who saw me the other day, you know, said to me, oh, you look a lot better in a skirt than in jeans, you know.
That's great. And what about your family? How did they react, especially your parents?
My parents are people who have great difficulty in expressing emotion. So they wouldn't have been able to say things like, yes, I understand what you've been going through emotionally and I support that. But one little incident recently, I said to my mum that there was a traditional Chinese top and trousers that I had bought for her in Shanghai more than 10 years ago. A pair of black silk top and trousers, you know, with a traditional Mandarin collar and heavily embroidered with intricate needlework, which I'd never actually seen her wear. So I said to her about a month ago, oh, you know that set of clothing I bought from Shanghai for you? Well, I've never seen you wear it, you know, so would you mind if you actually gave it to me? And she said, I'll look for it. And a few days later, she called me up, I fished through all her wardrobe, and she couldn't find it, but she got all her dresses all laid out on the bed and so on. Well, I can't find it, but these are all my old dresses which I don't wear, so would you like to have them? So I think that that's probably her way of expressing that acceptance of what I'm going through.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon having a chat with Dr. Tuck Meng Su about being queer in Canberra. I asked Dr. Su to think out loud a little more about what motivated him to become her.
Coming out as trans, I've really had to examine my thoughts and feelings about it, you know, to say, right, how much does it matter to me, myself, what I am physically, and how much of it is about how society perceives me physically. I think I've actually got a very strong innate sense of myself as a woman. a lot of my growing into being a transgender woman, it's really about unlearning a lot of the things I learned about how to be a man, you know, and actually allowing the female side of myself to express itself. And I certainly had to ask myself the question of, well, if I was a man and I could dress however I like and have society see me and accept that men can actually have female section social roles, would I then actually transition? And I have to say, I'm not really sure of the answer to that, because I guess such a society doesn't exist in the world yet, so I don't really know how to test that.
Wow, what an amazing insight. Just incredible. Can you also give us an insight into what you and your husband were doing and how you felt when the marriage equality survey results were released?
I think we were probably just sitting at breakfast when we saw read the news. We were both really happy about it. For us, you know, we actually entered into a civil union very shortly after the civil union legislation came into being in Canberra. And we decided that even though a wedding ceremony had no legal standing, we actually got a friend who was a marriage celebrant to go through a wedding ceremony with us. You know, and we invited lots of friends and colleagues. So we actually had a big wedding celebration 10 years earlier. So now that I'm a woman, I've been talking to my husband about, should we actually get married? So we can probably be man and wife.
Dr. Sue, it's been a year now since the marriage equality survey and since you started your transition. What have you learned about yourself and about life during that time?
One of the lessons I've learned from my transition is that happiness is an evanescent thing. And whenever we have the chance of happiness, we need to grasp it two hands. And we are very lucky that we live in a time and space where we can actually grasp that happiness. But nevertheless, we need to be vigilant that we don't lose the gains that we've actually made, that we also explore, you know, what else we can do for people who still live in the twilight.
That was the very insightful and inspiring Dr. Tuck Meng Su, looking back at how she felt last year during the marriage equality survey and what it means for her to be a trans woman in Canberra.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.